Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Growing up, me personally, my temper was atrocious. It was unbearable. Looking back on it, I didn't care for it at all.
Yeah.
Well, my 7-year old, I'm starting to see traces of that temper. And it grabs my attention because I know what I'm looking at. So when I see it, we got to talk right now.
Okay.
I can't meet that thing with force. We got to talk right now.
That's good, but you're cheating.
What you got?
So I'm saying when that 7-year old is 17 or 21,
at that point,
son, don't you have an attitude? Like, I mean, it's when you see it, because I'm there now. Like, right. and maybe that's why I'm so passionate about it, but I got a 20-year-old, I got an 18-year-old to be in a few months.
Yeah.
16-year-old. Then I got, we got 10 and 8 that, 8 going on 9. So I'm not talking about 8 going on 9 and the 10-year-old.
You're
talking about
almost at your exit strategy.
I'm talking about we looking eye to eye. Yeah. You can legally go out and be whoever you want
to
be.
They tried to count me out. I'ma gonna count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend.
On you, my brother.
On me. And just like that, we live. Welcome to the Dear Son Show, where we have meaningful conversations. Where we actively address in real time the catchphrase, man, I wish I knew then what I know now. By the time we get through with you, you won't have to say that again.
Be a choice.
I'm one of your hosts, Jay Black.
D. Johns, your other host, what's good?
What's good, man? No. I'm in the driver's seat.
Habit, man.
What's
habit,
good with you?
Habit,
what you habit, got going? Habit, what's your week look like?
Everything been, it's been a good week, man. It's been a good week. It's been a decent week in business.
Yeah.
Got a couple of opportunities that, let's go with this. I've been in my head about opportunities I should accept and opportunities I should reject because of a standard that I want to keep.
Yeah.
What's challenging me is this the right standard right now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't want every job, but every job helps.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be strategic in how I take on opportunities, how I bid opportunities.
Right.
To make sure that if I find myself in this job, it's at least lucrative, even if I'm not enthusiastic about it. And that's another thing. I like the production process.
Right.
I love it when I am bought in on the idea or the concept.
Because it makes a difference.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
It's just like music, man. Like I can imagine recording an artist that you just don't prefer.
Don't care for it, but I got to get
don't need to
bread.
Do it again? Nah, you good, bro. One take, that take was it. But yeah, it's been good, man. As the pregame suggested, we are in the final throws of my 44th year.
Yeah.
So completing that as we speak.
Yeah. And be mindful, I might have to, I don't know if I should drop it now or hold it. There'll be a happy birthday celebration in this one.
We'll get to it, but I'm just grateful, man. Busy week at school is one of the, when we in the mix, it's kind of like the days are long, but the weeks are short.
Yes.
Looked up and it's end of the week.
End of the week. Just like that.
But I'm thankful, man. How about you?
It's the same. Like today was this week been a roller coaster, but I can honestly say we ready for another week.
Yeah.
We made it through. Life is good, man.
Yeah.
And that's my high note. You know, sometimes If you linger too long in the bushes, it'll cost you.
Yeah,
so
true.
I'm just gonna say We had a good week.
They say bird in the hands worth two in the bush.
Yes, yes.
Take them
yes.
opportunities, man. It's yes. It's homecoming week for the kids.
It's homecoming week. Fresh off. Yeah, I'm excited sports season is here, man. It do something different for me.
Yeah.
So what y'all got going for the homecoming? I know y'all very active, very engaged. Yeah. Last year you brought out your blue suede shoes.
Yeah, it's out there toe tapping. And as you said that, I don't even know what the uniform is for tomorrow. Uh-oh. Or the theme.
Uh-oh.
But it's the daddy-daughter dance. My daughter's on dance line.
Yeah.
And she's an officer this year, so we in the front.
In the front. Up
big
front.
Yeah. Big front.
I saw her at the pep rally this week.
Yeah.
She was on the front line.
Yeah, I said, yeah. Oh, you braved it.
Oh,
you
yeah. Went out I to, had oh, to. Nah. Wasn't my call.
Big 105 outside. Big 105 outside at 6 p.m. But now it's going to be dope, man. It's it's going to be on my birthday.
Yeah.
So it's one of those reminders about what's meaningful in life at this point.
Right.
It ain't about... Right. Celebrations per se, but just being grateful that family's happy and healthy.
Yeah.
Like literally happy. Sometimes I be the odd man out in my head about stuff.
Right.
They literally walk around laughing, joking.
That means you're doing a good thing. Good job.
Man, God is great.
He is, man. And per usual, well, I don't want to get anxious. I get anxious sometimes because when we have a good topic sitting there, we'd be ready to jump on that boy.
It's your show, bro.
But typically, not by design, but I'm grateful that it does go this way. The topic today ties right into what you just said in our weekly checkup. Today, tonight, this evening, this week, we'll be discussing, dear son, life has cycles.
Life definitely has cycles.
Life has cycles.
Yeah.
Without me leading you into the topic
mm-hmm.
or trying to get you to get on the same page of my thought process, what's your reaction to life has cycles?
Man, it's on par with my life right at this point, man. Yeah. I can reference the summer of correction in past tense now. The summer that we corrected.
Yeah.
And part of my despair or my down moments during the summer is I was there before and said I would never be there again, only to look up. Now, it was some great times in between.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, part of it is I know I can get through it because I've gotten through it.
True.
Then the discuss is because I've gotten through it before, why would I ever be back in it? So life having cycles in that regard is again, real time relevance to me. And I think it is more concerning now or more disappointing now
mm-hmm.
because I'm older and supposedly wiser.
Right.
But my family is growing and has different needs. And we do. I got one in college, one going to college.
Yes.
Yeah. After that, the other one will be making a decision, you know, what they're going to do with their life. So not that it was ever unimportant.
Right.
But it's more dire. Like the risk is greater now because of where everybody else, because of where the family is in life.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. And to that point, I like how you put it, but that also ties into what my reaction to life has cycles meant. It first stood out where there's ideas or opinions I had at certain points of my life that I absolutely thought I was 100% right, correct, accurate. And if you didn't stand on this principle, shame on you, you hadn't gotten it yet. Whereas as life progressed and I look back, I don't really stand in that same position on those topics anymore.
Yep.
It took more experience. It took more research. It took more observance. You know, I've seen others outside of myself as well deal with those same issues. And some of my views, I'm not going to even say they were judgmental. I'm not going to say they were self-righteous. Some of them were just flat out wrong.
Yep.
But I was right out loud to myself.
Loud and wrong.
Right. So the cycle of being open enough and mature enough to look back and say, I just didn't have it. Or it could have been right for me at that time, because perspective is everything. But it doesn't fit what I have going on now. So, like, going back to what you said about, because same thing with me, there are some things that I feel like have come full circle that are in front of me right now yet again. So the issue is, it's not so much as the first time I went through this, I said I would not do anything that would have me to go through this again or see this again or experience this again. Sometimes you just need that muscle to be flexed again. Mm-hmm. It's like exercise.
Yeah.
I did get the lesson. I retained the lesson. So now here's the test.
Application.
Application. It just presented itself to me again. There's something about it that I might need to tune up or check up on. So the cycle of it's back here now, would you rather say, hey, I'd rather not revisit a cycle that I made it past and just go into the next one? Or like right now, you said this was the summer of correction. So now you saw some things that represented themselves and you saw them again. Do you feel like it benefited you to where now that was my warm up for this next season or this next cycle that I'm about to go into?
Yeah, I needed it again. I didn't want it again.
Yeah.
I needed it in this space because I'm going to a different place in life.
Right.
If I was just, I'm down, need to get another job.
Yeah.
Money comes again.
Yeah.
Start living that life again.
Right.
I was very comfortable there. But where we're being pushed as a family, because it's not just me, it's my wife as well. Like, our income is based on us seeing the vision through, doing our part with the visions that we have. So what I got this summer prepared me for a different way of life that'll be sustainable as we're still transitioning the way we earn. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because it's something when, and I've said it before, when it's not predictable, but you don't have the option to take days off. But no, I shouldn't say that. You always have an option. You always have an option, but the impact is much more notable, much heavier.
Yeah.
Gravity is there. Like, it's bigger.
Yeah, it is.
Right? It's a bigger, rolling the dice is different right now.
Yeah.
And actually that perspective has changed because when I had a steady source of income that allowed us to have a lifestyle, I would call myself rolling the dice on side hustles or other entrepreneurial stuff because I always knew I had this to fall back on. Right. So I could say that.
Yeah.
Oh, this failed. Ah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's my safety net, right? Yeah, here.
Discretionary income. Ah, yeah. You know what I mean? I did this instead of doing some other stupid thing.
Right.
Now I can't, it's not a gamble. There ain't no casino in sight. You know what I'm saying?
This full fledged, this thing. You know what
I'm saying? And that actually, when listening back to another episode where I said everything I'm doing right now is a big gamble, I felt like that in the moment. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's a disservice. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful to my calling to call it a gamble. So even my perspective on that changed. One thing that you said about, as you were talking about your perspective of the topic of the cycles, being open to information from other people. Man, if I could calculate how much of my life has been lived proving people wrong that don't care.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't even know what's going on.
Don't even know. I'm showing you right
now. I just registered this thing in my head that you said, whether you meant it or not.
Yeah.
Who you talking to?
Who you talking to?
And for what?
Yeah.
So to some extent, it's like, let me be genius my way.
Right.
Maybe there's merit in that. I'm kind of off that right now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, that worked.
Yeah.
Let me run down that path that worked for a minute. And then we'll risk things at different phases of life. But that has changed for me this summer.
Right.
Like even with managing the podcast or the network.
Yes.
It's beyond me.
Listen.
It's beyond us.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? So some things, So things got to change, and I've been having some conversations and really been like fighting this internal battle of keep it close.
Yes.
It must be this way.
Yes.
It needs to be the way it needs to be.
The universe moving, man. And that ties into what you said about being mindful of the way we earn household, family, life. And that spills over into other areas. Like you say, the network, the podcast, your household. My wife and I, we on the same page as well. We had a discussion this week about what's important. You know what I mean? Like, there's internal battles that you fight within cycles.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through the cycle of have not or building, you're in a building cycle of your life.
Y'all in a big building cycle.
Yes. So you grinding, you churning out, you know what I mean? So you have all these ideas that, boy, once this manifests, this thing gonna be X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Well, once it does come around, and then you see what's all involved with that cycle, you miss that cycle that you were trying so desperately to transition away from, because there were aspects of that cycle of your life that were comfortable, that were kind of on autopilot. Like you said, having off time or personal time built into the structure of things.
Yeah.
My money is my money. My off time is my off time, which has nothing to do with my money. Whereas now, if you're in a double-headed full entrepreneurship, if the wheel's not turning, the money not being made.
Ain't nothing.
Well, that was a cycle that's an old truck driver saying as well. Well, the problem with that is I find myself trying to transition to the next cycle and look back on that and say, even that's not quite right. Because now I'm listening to and looking at some people that are beyond that cycle and have made it. They are successful. The Magic Johnsons, the TD Jakes, these guys, these last couple of weeks, they've been very vocal on social media platforms about, if you're still hands-on labor in your company, in your business, you're doing it a disservice.
Yeah.
How are you growing? And you 10 toes in, and we are so prideful as a people to where we're always saying, oh, I'm 10 toes in, I'm going to grind this thing out, I'm going to make it do what it do. And that brother said, you traded a job for a hustle. Like, you hustling right now.
Oh, you own your job.
You own your job.
You own your job.
Right. You still 40 hours clocking. So now the scale is, what do you do? What's important? If your family time is important, but you're sacrificing that very thing for the sake of saying you're in the cycle of growth or entrepreneurship, now what? What are you doing? So I saw a young lady. What you got on that? Because I don't want to keep rambling on that.
No, it wasn't a ramble at all. And it's on point, because I want to make sure that I'm not living these cycles in a silo, right? Because cycles that you don't learn from, you repeat, and ultimately your children are likely to repeat those things because they don't have any new information.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's how much of, in the battle to put your time and energy in the right place, how much of it is spent showing your children, or showing my children, my sons, my daughters, how we're actually moving through this. Because it's one thing to say, hey, we're in this phase of life.
Right.
And then you tell them when you're out of it.
Right.
But they don't know how you got through it.
Don't have a clue.
You know what I'm saying? And it just in real time, I'm feeling like I have almost traded the energy that I had in corporate is now just into Johns & Co. and everything under that umbrella.
Yeah.
But I still am probably missing the opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's another thing in summer, because like that was a ramp down from having and steadily bringing in income to the income traditionally stopping, having, but now that's depleting at a different rate because the funnel is upside down.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So it's, I think I missed some opportunities to educate during that process, but like at right now o'clock, I'm very mindful of, this is what our life looks like.
Right.
And making sure that we're talking about cycle. Never thought about it as like per se defining them as cycles.
Yes.
Cycle seasons, whatever.
Yeah.
But no, that was a thought that popped up.
And that's necessary. There's a young lady, that did a presentation. She's a good friend. I don't want to say her name because I don't have her permission to. She made public a conversation she had with herself. She videotaped herself talking to herself by name in her car, driving. And she basically called herself out. She said she listed these goals that she had. And she was in a cycle of she was gainfully self-employed. And she was doing quite well for herself by her standards.
Mm-hmm.
But she was in the car saying, just for the sake of numbers, let's say she had a $50 million goal for herself. And she said that I'm average. She said, my habits are average. My grind is average. My study habits, my reading, my everything I'm doing right now is average. So how dare I have set goals for myself that are far beyond average. I'm not doing $50 million work right now.
Activity.
On myself. Mm-hmm. Not even the people will hear that and they'll get caught up in the wording and say, oh, well, what company or industry are you in?
Yeah.
No. On myself.
It's not a sales conversation.
It's not. There are things you have to do to yourself to prepare yourself, your family, your environment, your household for these goals. Because you have to understand, a goal like $50 million for in this scenario, that changes your entire household. So now, even if you're prepped, if your family is not prepped, if your children aren't prepped, you're not properly prepped. So there's still yet work to do.
Yeah.
So because there's work to do, that could be the sole hindrance that's keeping you from that very goal. So now because I'm not ready to receive that goal, the goal is there. It's on standby. You're worthy of it. You deserve it.
Yeah.
You have the mental capacity and the physical fortitude, if you will, to gain that thing. It's just a matter of if I give it to you right now, it's going to wreck everything. Everything you've worked for to get to this point is going to crash because you're going to get the goal before you're ready for the goal. It's a self-check. It's a list of I have to go through and do my inventory on myself, my household, and my mindset. Because if I have a mindset of I get that 50, I'm getting loose.
Yeah.
It's out of there.
Even if your extreme is not getting loose or whatever.
Right.
Getting loose with your actions or your spending or your habits.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's the other way. Like, and you get complacent, like I've arrived. Like, I think that's a cycle that my family has witnessed with me.
Right, right.
It's complacency. There's always been an entrepreneurial bug the whole time we met, even before.
Yeah.
You know, so even throwing parties with my boys, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Long Thursdays, as we affectionately referenced before, it would have been popping right about now. It'd have been midnight at 757. That part, did we throw one on?
Hey.
One close to my birthday. But it was like I've always had things that I've, let's try this. Let's try this. And as I got more mature, like the stick-to-itiveness increased.
Yeah.
But I didn't see everything through, right? Because in some way, shape, or form, life was okay, and I didn't feel like the conviction. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And again, it was one of those things where if I'm successful over here, it doesn't matter how successful I am elsewhere, as long as I got this thing to rely on.
Yeah.
But But I see that in some of my children.
Right.
Like complacency, getting to a place where even the one that I affectionately talk about will be on autopilot. I don't think she's complacent.
Right.
But being good enough.
Yeah.
Right. I'm seeing that change in my son now where like he's sending us the weekly updates with his grade.
Yeah.
He's like, this is how I'm going to stay accountable.
Yeah. I like that.
Cool. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. But before he had cycles where I'm going to do good enough to get my privileges back. Then I'm going to ride this window of privilege until there's another indicator that the privilege should be taken.
Right.
And I had to think about like, where in my life am I? Is that me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I've stretched out some periods of grace beyond what they should have been.
Yeah.
And so I try to keep those things in mind now.
Right.
Yes to me. You know.
Yeah.
We don't pray for the past. No. You know, we repent for the past, but it's been some changes, man. Have you ever, like, has that ever been a cycle struggle for you, just getting complacent?
Or yes.
If not, what other cycles have?
Yes, I had a wonderful conversation with Elliot today, Evelyn. Mm. We were talking about I'm back in school right now, and we were talking about how common that is amongst young men and men.
Mm-hmm.
That he basically, in so many words, did the same thing I did. You're in school and an opportunity presents itself to make some, what you've convinced yourself to be, some really good money.
That bread.
So now, you this is how you sell yourself. Do I keep going to school to get this information and this skill to go eventually make this money,
mm-hmm,
and accrue this debt, put that same money right here staring me in the face right now? Do I walk away from all of this and cut the middleman out, which is school? You've convinced yourself that your education is a middleman. So I cut the middleman out and I go jump on that bread right now. Here's the issue, though. More often than not, those same men, later down the road, it comes back full circle in another cycle. We back in school trying to knock out that original education. Had you just been diligent in the beginning and completed that cycle of your life, you wouldn't have to go revisit it later. Maybe I wasn't ready.
Go ahead.
Maybe I needed that money at the time more so than I needed that cycle. And that cycle, part of that cycle was to veer off that path and complete that portion of that cycle, which positioned me here now to later come back.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In a different mindset with a different purpose to now go revisit, because the information I'm soaking up and retaining now, it was kind of water off a duck's back then.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really soaking that up. I was going through the motions just to get a degree. Whereas now the information that
it's meaningful.
Yeah. And it's being applied daily.
Yeah.
In the industry that I'm in, you understand? So it's easy to be hard on yourself and shoot yourself, but pay attention to the cycles, because the same thing with these guys leaving college to go into these professional arenas, make these millions, but then they still go back and get the education anyway. It's a different portion of the cycle. It's just delayed.
I got mixed feelings about that, because I think ultimately it's where your maturity, mm-hmm, and the money intersect,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
right? Because if you're not ready for what they say, you can't manage 1,000, you can't manage 10,000, you can't manage 1,000,000.
Correct. Right?
And on the surface, that's like, well, let me try to manage 1,000,000. you're likely to get yourself in way more trouble because you have way more access to things that you're not prepared for.
Right.
But I, as much as I hated my career early on,
yeah,
everything made sense by like year 10.
Yeah.
It was like this thing that I hated, I became having knowledge in that specific industry separated me from
the pack.
The pack.
Yeah.
And enabled me to have a conversation with somebody of importance or a decision maker that had an ear for that information.
Yes.
And the whole time I didn't hate it. What I'm glad about is I never in my professional career took the career for a joke.
Right.
Like I wanted to be the best. And I don't even know that I knew what the opportunity was, but it was like a dance of why I'm right.
Right.
And you got it kind of like taxes. Like people that don't understand tax laws complain about people that use tax breaks.
Yeah.
Right. Well, either they attain the information themselves or they had the resources to pay for the information, but the information is there.
It's there.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So I wanted to be the person that I know why the work is right. And it just made sense to me. Like right. How you don't know this.
Right. Right.
I came from an industry where everybody it was desirable to get in because of what the pay scale was.
Yes.
People would get in and kind of just hang out, especially I worked on the government side too. People get in and be the same wage and grade, not wage, but same grade their entire career.
Wow.
Like their scales, the steps in the government system.
Right.
And that just wasn't like that. That was never me.
Right.
Like
Nah.
We're supposed to know this information. So it's easy to separate yourself. But circling back, I think college has, I think education has utility.
It does.
The method, the mechanism, the channel in which you receive your education, I think they can differ.
Yeah.
And I think they're appropriate or resonate different at different times in life, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you wanted to go be maybe the person wants to go be the steel worker first or the work in the mill and understand all the machines and all of that. And then it makes sense for them to get the education about management because now they have all the practical skills and then they need to understand how to lead people and get people to achieve a goal. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Whereas some people would go in there and they get in the steel mill or whatever. And I went through it, right?
Right, right.
And people were like, man, I'm going to hang out here for 40 years.
And I'm
because you'd
be
sitting beside somebody that's been there for 40 years and they got so much respect in that group.
Right.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't my thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Not my stroke. Yeah,
and if that's for you and that's what brings you satisfaction because there are people living great lives that have worked there 40, 45 and, you know, that's how they manage their life. But I think wherever you are in life, if the maturity can't outpace the money, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. You're not going to survive.
It'll
you're not
going to sustain. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other part of that I like is network. Mm. That network, let's say, for instance, you do veer off into an industry and now you have the work experience and a network. You've kind of rubbed elbows with guys that actually know the industry. And let's say you now dip back out to go get certifications or education or whatever the case may be. And maybe those guys climb up the ladder. So now when you circle back around, your network has progressed as well. And now they're like, oh, well, listen, I can absolutely bring you in on this level because of your credentials and the fact I know you personally.
Right.
I know what you're made of. I know what you're about.
Yeah.
So being appreciative, being diligent, and taking advantage of cycles, each cycle, I guess the take-home message is not to get so caught up in being disgruntled about a cycle that you're experiencing right now, because that next cycle is coming, but there's something here that you're going to need in that cycle. There's something that's absolutely going to tie from this cycle to the next, because if not, whatever that thing is, you may be stuck in that cycle, or that portion of the cycle is going to carry into the next because you didn't resolve it. You didn't solve it. You didn't gain from it.
Yeah.
So there's always be mindful of time stamping and living in the moment. I promise you, I promise you the audience is going to hear me say timestamp.
Every single episode
in some way. What's your closing on that? How do you feel about that?
Man, I like what you're saying. All is not lost if you take the lesson.
Yeah.
Now, every time you get the lesson, I think you become way more accountable.
Yes.
So it's you don't get the oops, my bad, every time the lesson, just to say, yeah, I got my lesson this time. It's the application like we were talking about earlier. There's one thing, one question I wanted to pose before we close out is, yes. Like when you see your son, your children, for those that don't have sons, and again, people might be new. Oh yeah, like, share, subscribe. We didn't do that either. Ooh. That was my fault because you laughed. But we just be talking. Yeah. Talking. But it, like, this is really universal conversation. Like it's practical whether you have a son or not, and it's not just father's son. Mothers actually birth the sons.
Absolutely.
If we weren't all keenly aware of that. But when you see your child in a cycle, approaching a cycle that you've been through, and they're at that age of accountability where they can make that decision to push on into that cycle, regardless of what, what are your thoughts on dealing with that? Like, where do you, like, you take your hands off the steering wheel, teaching them how to drive, right?
Right.
Back out the driveway, in the driveway.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we park on the street. Maybe we go around the corner.
Yeah.
At some point, you get out of the car.
Yes.
And you believe that whatever you have instilled in them, you've agreed that they're at a point where they got to figure it out.
They got to figure this thing out.
And then, even when you ride with them and you try to pump the brake, you pumping the brakes or pushing
the
passenger side. Like, what's your thoughts on, I see my child in this cycle, but they're not really receptive to what I got when I was, like, what I got from that cycle. How do you see yourself approaching that?
It depends on what I feel like, the level of how detrimental this can be. And what I mean by that is,
I'm going to challenge you, but go ahead.
Like, growing up, me personally, mm-hmm. my temper was atrocious. Mm-hmm. It was unbearable. Looking back on it, I didn't care for it at all.
Yeah.
Well, my 7-year-old, I'm starting to see traces of that temper.
Mm-hmm.
And it grabs my attention because I know what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see it, we got to talk right now.
Okay.
I can't meet that thing with force. We got to talk right now.
That's good, but you're cheating.
What you got?
So I'm saying, when that 7-year-old is 17 or 21, don't you have an attitude? Like, I mean, it's when you see it, because I'm there now. Like, right. and maybe that's why I'm so passionate about it, but I got a 20-year-old, I got an 18-year-old to be in a few months.
Yeah.
16-year-old. Then I got, we got 10 and 8 that, 8 going on 9. So I'm not talking about 8 going on 9 and the 10-year-old.
You're
talking about
almost at your exit strategy.
I'm talking about we looking eye to eye.
Yeah.
You can legally go out and be whoever you want to be.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do in that? You're asking what me what do? I do.
Yeah, how do I deal with
that?
Yeah, man, because people going through that, man. People going through that. Yeah. And I'll say for me, I ain't going to say for you, the way you were talking about your temper, I think you were in that group as well, but like, we've been the one to buck the instruction.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
now on the flip side, you might got a couple years of...
I don't deal with it well. Mm-hmm. And what I mean is... It's because, and you know what? It's a trigger because you know how it's easy if there's no pressure, you can sit here and give all the right answers and son, you should not, that's not realistic at all times. You wish that's going to be your reaction and response.
Yeah.
But when that pressure hit and I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
It's about to go bad. And you telling me. No sooner than I can get my foot out that door, it's showtime, my boy.
Who are you talking to?
Well, you know what? Again, I have to default to the detriment of what I think that choice about to be. But
how does it matter, though?
I can't go sit in the car and be like, I'm riding with you the rest of the night then. You're going to make this make sense to me.
Yeah.
You got to let them bump the head, man. Yeah. It's going to hurt, which goes back. Seven episodes ago, don't quote me on that, but let's just say a few episodes ago, we did have a conversation about what I called PAPS, P-A-P. We'll talk about it later and we may put it in the description okay. What that means, but it's a certain type of parenting.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? It's, okay. it's a weak form of parenting. We don't really want to see.
Yeah,
we don't really want to see our kids go through anything. So instead of me letting you bump your head, I'm putting a pillow under your head. So, you know, we don't want to deal with the pain as parents of watching our children go through the hurtful lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the best lessons I ever received in my life were the ones that hurt the most. Did I enjoy it? No.
Yeah.
Would I go through that again by choice? No, I would not. However, listen to what I just said. If I don't go through it, I wouldn't be who I am today. So I wouldn't have these lessons.
So you went exactly where we needed it to go, right? Would I want to go through it again? No. How do you gauge or how willing are we or how willing should we be to let our children go through these things? Because we talked about cycles, but again, the cycles that we don't correct personally become the generational cycles that we talk about on this platform that we're trying to undo.
Yeah.
How do we, you know what I mean? Like I'm posing it to you because you're sitting here.
Yeah.
And if I pose it to you, I don't have to answer first.
Yeah.
but it's also for the audience to consider, like, how realistic we are. Like, what are we doing with our lessons?
I cuss a little.
A little bit.
So what happened is, by the time we get to that mode, I'm going to pop off a couple with, and then it's going to end with, we'll run out there then. But listen, don't call me talking about, hey, that thing you told me was just going to cut my foot off, I'm missing 2 feet. You told me a foot. It got both my feet. What do I do now? I'm not going to leave you stranded. And I say don't call me.
That's why I shut up.
Because that is poor parenting. You get yourself in a bind or in trouble after I told you don't do something, don't call me. You say that because you're hoping.
Some mean it. Like, I've seen it.
Oh, no, I ain't going to do my kids like that. Yeah. I'm trying to discourage you from doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I said that. That's a lesson.
Yeah.
Come on, use me, universe. I'm talking to myself. Imagine you tell your child that and they really believe it. So now they did go do something you told them don't do. And then it they did turn out exactly like you said. I don't feel comfortable or safe calling dad. He told me don't do it and he certainly told me don't call him. So now you're not a reliable, dependable source that I can confide in as a child to parent. I just ruined that relationship trying to prove my point.
I'm catching myself on a smaller scale. Well, I can't even say what scale it is because I can't say how they interpret the energy I give off.
Yeah.
I'm well aware of, most of the time, well aware of what it is, and I can control it. But I know now that they don't like coming to me for certain things,
right?
Because of what they, dad was looking like he was upset.
That's my life.
You know what I'm saying? He looked like he was upset. They didn't want to tell you nothing.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm more upset that you didn't tell me because I just wanted to correct the thing. It's not that the thing broke; it's that when I'm ready to use it,
right,
I find out it's broke and I need to use it right now.
And I'm hot now.
Now, you know what I'm saying?
Because I'm in a bind.
But yeah, so even on a, like I said, I can't determine what scale it is. To me, it's a smaller scale, a less damning scenario, but that's building that muscle memory or that, it's shaping the relationship.
Right.
Like if right. I couldn't tell dad, if I'm scared to tell dad that I knocked the plan over, when I get out here and I'm caught
in these streets,
drunk in public, you know what I'm saying?
Don't call my dad.
You don't call my dad, right. But I know what that feels like. I was like the last thing. And I mean the furthest from the first. The furthest from the first thing
don't
is
do when, that thing.
Man, I remember my dad had to they called my dad because me and my partner left school at lunch in high school and so arrogant that we came back to the parking lot and sat in the parking lot and ate. to further the arrogance, sat in the parking lot with the system beat.
You lying to me. Don't do this.
I am not.
Don't do this.
And I would call his name. He know his name, Junra. I'm calling you out because I'm still pissed because he didn't get in trouble. It was his car. He was driving.
Savagery.
Bro, we was listening. I see this ain't gonna resonate with you because it's East Coast and you don't know music in general.
I know but music. I just don't know that stuff that y'all on.
It was KRS-One had a song called Yeah. It's what you say when you see.
If it wasn't on UGK Riding Dirty, I don't care.
So this particular friend was listening to that stuff too. He just wasn't playing.
Well, he
was the first one playing Boosie and OJ the Juice Man, all in all the other stuff. I caught it late. But we sitting in the parking lot, and this is also the guy, you know, you got a group of friends, everybody got their thing. This is the guy that had the system.
Yeah.
That's the guy, if you got a car, he gonna help you put the system in your car too.
My boy Travis.
There you go. This is June Rock for me.
Yeah.
We sitting in there. Think he's a senior, I'm a junior. Ran to McDonald's. We didn't have open campus then like they got now.
Yeah.
Sitting in the car, eating.
In the parking lot. In the parking lot. Like it's legal.
Music bumping. And that's him. I'm just sitting there like, I'm already uncomfortable.
I don't think this is supposed to be.
This is not going to go down right. School security comes out there, knocks on the window, tappity tap, tap, tap. He says, hey, yo, B, act like you don't see her. I said, my boy, I'm also seeing her. I'm going crazy with it. Call the RoboCop. That's what her name was. Cause she was just this militant, heightly challenged woman.
Yeah.
That took her job very seriously.
Yeah, 5'2".
Came up knocking on the window. He said, act like you don't see her. Eating the fries. She taps on the window some more. He turns the music down. Huh? What did y'all get that? How did y'all get that? I mean, clearly we left campus. I'm like, my boy.
We lose.
We go inside to the principal's office. I'm like, man, they gonna call my father.
They gonna go.
Give me, like, do we got SIPs? Do we got, like, in-school suspension? Like, what can I get that don't require parental notification?
Call to the house.
I get in-school suspension for a couple of days that I have to explain. He gets nothing because he played baseball and the baseball coach was like, nah, he good.
You show right. That's all I got on that. You show right.
You wrong for that. I might name this episode after him.
Yeah.
But yeah. Nah, man, it's I don't even know where that came from.
That's a cycle. That's a cycle. That too, sir, is a cycle.
It is a cycle because it showed up again. We ride through the Bronx, New York.
See?
And his car with the system bumping.
See?
And a bunch of people that we don't know looking at us.
See?
And he got a TV in the dashboard. I'm like, bro, we from not here.
Not here. This not our area.
Why is we rolling through their neighborhood bumping music?
They going to see me.
Beautiful time, man. Beautiful life. Yeah. Everybody should experience it. Living free.
Living free.
Yeah. But yeah, I know I kind of took it left a little bit, but we always gotta push through some of our own issues on these episodes. And I know some cycles that I gotta correct in real time.
Yeah. Well, I would like to say happy birthday.
Yeah.
To this brother right here, man. This is a genuine, real life. Not going to sugarcoat it. Not going to dress it up for you to look a certain kind of way. Either mess with you or I don't.
Right.
And I respect that. I love it and I respect it. And it's a different hour right now. However, stay tuned because on the next episode, We're going to talk about how we got loose.
Yeah. After we get through these homecomings and all these other kids stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to find a way. Where we at? You know what? I think the time is gone now, but that was a comment about my kids didn't want to tell me everything. But we're going to get to it. We got to push it to the next.
Because I definitely want to talk about that.
Got to push it.
Shout out to Love, Keisha J.
Yes.
Product placement, candles.
Mm-hmm.
Wearable art, is it? Is that accurate?
I'm still going with that. She's a wearable arts artist.
Wearable arts artist.
Yeah.
Artist. A lot of big things coming up with the show in the near future. We like to say stuff live on camera, so it creates accountability.
Get to it.
Lives. Mm-hmm. We're about to do weekly check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
We're toying with some equipment to where call-in features.
Yeah.
We're going to have to where people can call in and actually talk and give us input, ask questions perhaps. Because a lot of times we can be headed a certain direction with a topic and then an outside source drops something that we didn't think about.
Yeah.
And that starts a whole new conversation. Necessary.
Yeah. I think that makes I think that makes the conversation better in real time because you can't always get that in the comments.
Right.
People are freer speaking than they are typing.
True.
Right. So I want to, and especially if it's hitting them a certain way and they know they can engage, I think it's going to elevate it for sure.
Absolutely. I'd like to speak on the mixture of content that's been surfacing with the network. Finance, entrepreneurship, other podcasters, other businessmen, other perspectives. And that's what it's about. And it's easy to get caught up in, you and I are sitting here talking about, you know, our children, our sons, our lives and perspectives. But there are millions of perspectives on the earth.
Yep.
And we're tapped in with a lot of really heavy, thorough people, man. Mm-hmm. And the more and more we can get those people in front of the cameras and talk about their stories, their experiences, and give advice, give insight, because that's coming as well. That's priceless, and it pays for itself. So I'm happy to see that's going on. Happy to see the audience is receiving it well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting feedback even on those episodes. Like, man, did you see what a brother said? I did.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the show as well. I don't just talk up here. I actually go back, even our episodes, I go back and watch them. So I'm thankful for that. And what you got?
Support, man. Support looks different and we're receptive to all of the ways that it looks.
Yes.
Pick away and be consistent.
Yes. Right?
If you're just watching, if you're commenting, if you're sharing, if you're sowing a seed, all of it matters. When we say like, share, subscribe, it's not just a responsibility or what's the word I'm looking for? Not just something we say out of obligation. It actually moves the needle.
Right.
So when there's engagement and the algorithm per platform is always changing.
Yes.
But engagement is engagement.
Yes.
So if you're watching it and then you hit us privately and say, man, that was deep. We appreciate that. But also say it with your chest.
Yeah.
Also say it with your chest and give somebody else courage to voice their concern. And if you don't like it, say that.
Right.
Constructively.
Right.
Right. Because it's not about us being right. It's about us having the right conversation at the right time.
Absolutely.
And that takes a village. So, John's a co everything. Flexion, you ain't gonna skate out of there.
Yes, Flexion.
Y'all got about 18 clinics opening up.
Hey, man, we coming. We coming soon to be in the Mansfield, Texas area. Soon to be in the Fort Worth area, North Richland Hills area.
Mm.
We're pushing towards 24, man, 2024. And hey, Shreveport, Louisiana, hold your mule.
I heard some folks down there with some interesting opinions. Aside from your clinic, I'm saying, you know, it could be a twofer.
Yeah.
It could be a twofer.
Stay tuned for that. It's coming.
Live show coming. Been saying November's coming. It might push to December. Haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
But I just want to make
2023 though.
Yeah. I just want to make sure. I don't want to push it to a certain date for the sake of just doing it.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that it's the most available, most accessible for the most people.
Right.
So also more panel conversation. We got some panel conversation topics in the bank where we need perspectives like you were talking about.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out how to create like a pull-up calendar where we'll figure it out how our folks can participate in it. I've been really bad at getting back with people to say they want to be part of it.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like sometimes like, man, it's not where I wanted to be or I want to do it a certain way, but
right.
That ain't really what it's about. Yeah. In total, but anyway, now I'm rambling, but yeah. Black business we shouting out. Father figure got some dope designs coming out. I saw a design he put out with Dion.
I did.
Dion supports some big, so it makes sense. But I saw that print. So Reggie George, man, salute my brother. Hopefully those come out.
Yeah.
Y'all see it on the show because we support.
Absolutely. So that's all I got. Everything good. Be consistent. Time stamp and be mindful.
Appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
You know we are an hour and 17 minutes away from my 44th.
Listen.
Immediately. In real time. In real time.
That changes everything.
Yeah, just finished my Obama year.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Finished my Obama year.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.